Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big Esports Show. I am Melissa Walker Campbell inside the Quicken Loans Studios, and it is time for a recap on the men's NC2A tourney. Of course, Duke edges Wisconsin to win their fifth national championship. So let's go inside the huddle. Let's break down some of the X's and O's on Duke's big 68-63 win. It's a pleasure to have with us the contributor from Slam Magazine, and that is Lee Klein. How are you, Lee?
Doing great, and what a week, what a tournament we had. And Duke, Mike Krzyzewski, the old dog still knows how to do it, and got his title number 5, and probably, I'd say, improbable fashion, as Duke, generally one of the country's favorites, sort of slipped in the back door and found a way and dusted off a little used player named Grayson Allen and stole a national championship.
So, Lee, how does this year's team stack up against Coach K's previous 4 championships? I mean, he's been at Duke for 35 years.
I would say, for freshman talent, this you have 4 incredible freshmen that played, 3 that carried the team for the entire year, and 1 who played a pivotal role late in the season, specifically the championship game. I think this team just kept improving every week, and defensively came on strong. I think they were, before the tournament, around, close to 100 in defensive efficiency, and through 6 games in the tournament, went from that around 100 mark all the way into, I think, 12 is where they finished. So to give you an idea, they played incredible defense when it mattered the most, and that was throughout the NCAA tournament.
Do you think, Coach K, this 5th title, it's his greatest work of what he's accomplished yet at this stage in his career?
I think in some ways what it shows is that he continues to evolve. He continues to find a way. He used zone defense in pivotal times in this championship game as well in the season. Some say he saved the season through the use of zone defense as well as his recruitment. I mean, he went out and he beat a lot of big schools for Tyus Jones and Okafor and Winslow. I mean, he showed again that he's still, when you talk about recruiting, Duke is still amongst the kings there. And so in many ways, I felt that, this year's almost a rejuvenation of Coach K.
Well, there's never any drop-off when you talk about Duke, and you've already highlighted it several times, talking about this so impressive, this roster with these freshmen. Okafor, I mean, what do you see in terms of the long-term with the future? You see him coming out for the draft?
I think he'll definitely come out. Anytime you're a top 3 pick like he is, and whether he'll be 1, 2, that's going to come down to some measurements and workouts and personal preference of teams. When you're a top 3 pick in the draft, the gain to go back in college, if you will, from a pure basketball sense, is minimal compared to the risk that you take. Just by showing, if you don't show as well and injury and the rest of it. So I think you will see him in the draft this June, and he'll be a top 3 pick.
Okay, Okafor, Winslow, and Jones, what kind of pros can these guys become?
Well, Tyus Jones probably, he'll have the toughest decision because Winslow will also be a top 10 pick, and he'll come out. Jones, I don't know what he could do for an encore because he was so masterful during his NCAA tournament run. He hit so many big shots, made so many big plays in the clutch. It'll be hard for him to, if he will, go back to college after that and think that he could be more clutch and prove differently, where he'll be in the 20s as far as his draft status, which isn't, if you will, as sexy as Okafor and Winslow, who will be top 10 picks. But Jones, just incredible how, when the chips were down, when they needed somebody to step up, this little freshman that, from Minnesota, of all places, was as big as there's ever been.
The contributor with Slam Magazine, Lee Klein, is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He's joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. Lee also is the owner and operates the prestigious five-star basketball camp. That's going to be getting underway here pretty soon, won't it, Lee?
Yeah, right. A couple weeks away from first weeks of five-star, and we're really excited about that. You know, working on the next crew, the passionate players who want to get their games so that they can one day have a shining moment. So we're looking forward to mid-June when we start up and working with kids who just want to get better.
Okay, so let's step back for a moment to the championship game. Wisconsin loses this close one to Duke. What was your reaction to head coach Bo Ryan? Just those post-game comments on the officiating, because he did have some sharp criticism.
It's almost the perfect, I would use that as a perfect example on why let's not interview coaches as soon as the game ends. Let's give them a chance to settle down and get calm and get better perspective. I think he came across poorly, and you know, it's one thing to be frustrated, and let's keep this in mind. You know, Bo's not a young guy anymore. You know, Bo's probably seeing there's not many opportunities to make this type of run. He had a special crew. It's frustrating. But to come across sort of sour grapes, complaining about the officiating, taking shots at other teams' lack of seniors in that part, just was very petty and not his proudest of moments.
Well, I was going to say, did he have a legit argument? I mean, in the second half, you look at the free throw attempt, 16-3 edge in favor of Duke.
You know, the aggressor gets rewarded in basketball, and you'll see this, you know, time and time again, that, you know, if you're aggressive and you keep pushing and pushing, you know, there's only so many fouls people are going to call. After a while, that aggressive play becomes tolerated, and that's, you know, and that's, if you will, what happened, sort of the extending out Duke defense, why they won the game, making Wisconsin uncomfortable. A real reason for their success, but you know, the game, Wisconsin had the game. Okay, They're up 9 within striking distance of the finish line. You got to put the game away, and they failed to do that. And that was no one's fault, but Wisconsin.
What turned the momentum in Duke's favor?
Season.
What turned the momentum in Duke's favor?
You know, interestingly enough, I just think energy, it almost in some ways reminded me of a boxing match. We had two heavyweights kind of slugging it for a while, and everyone's legs were sort of tired, and then Duke put in Grayson Allen, and he had energy, and he was alive. He was like a live wire there, and that sparked Duke's comeback. One, yes, he scored 16 points, but just that energy level and the activity became contagious and really helped carry Duke not only to get back in the game, but also to keep going and to win it.
Okay, so we hit on Duke, Wisconsin. Talk to me about Kentucky. Obviously, they lost their bid for perfection and spoiled their run at history. How disappointing was that?
Well, it just goes to show you, you know, unfortunately, it's championship or bust when you're talking about a program like Kentucky, that this incredible run, 38 straight wins, the start of season sort of becomes bittersweet if they don't cut down the nets. And that's it's sort of the double-edged sword when you're at such a successful program. And now you have the ramifications, guys declaring for the NBA draft and who's coming back and can you do it again. But in the end, you know, Kentucky's been to 4 Final Fours in the last 5 years, and that's made them, you know, if you will, the top program in college basketball. Mm-hmm. So as long as they keep that, keep getting to the Final Four, I think that's success.
The contributor with Slam Magazine, Lee Klein, has been with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. We're getting ready for much more tonight at the Big E Sports Show. You stay close.